I'm not crazy. You're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. Crazy is haphazard. Crazy is messy. Crazy doesn't know what it's doing. I knew exactly what I was doing. I was methodical. I was careful. I was purposeful. I was the complete opposite of crazy. He is my housemate. Friends with the other girls that I live with. And he wants me. He doesn't tell me, not out loud. He doesn't have to. He tells me with his eyes. His piercing, burning, beautiful green eyes. They speak to me. He looks into me. He tells me he wants me. He needs me. He wants to own me. You would be amazed at how I did it. So patient, so methodical. It's amazing, really. Not crazy. Every night for 5 nights, I would sneak into his room while he slept, slowly opening the door, opening it just enough that I could squeeze in, not letting too much light in. The first night, I simply knelt by his bed, my legs apart, my hands clenched behind me, and I watched him breathe. For 3 hours, I matched the pace of his breathing, becoming one with him. At the end of 3 hours, I slowly stood up and left. The next morning, I know he knew when I bumped into him in the hallway and we exchanged pleasantries. I could see the flash in his green eyes. He knew. And he wanted more. The second night, I needed to show him that I was willing to suffer. I opened the door, put 2 handfuls of rice on the floor, and knelt on them for 3 hours. The pain, it proved to him how dedicated I am to him. 3 hours kneeling on that rice on the floor, matching his breathing, letting him know that I belong to him. The third night, I had to show him just how much I belonged to him. As I knelt naked on the floor, his belt pulled tightly around my neck. I brought myself to orgasm over and over and over again, silently, quieting my moans by tightening the belt, pulling it so tight so I couldn't breathe, and releasing it just in time so that I didn't fall to the floor and wake him. I left the belt beside him on the bed, so he would know that I was there. And his eyes, they told me, when I saw him the next day, they told me that he knew, he saw it, he felt it. His eyes burned with the same passion that I felt inside as I came over and over and over again. The fourth night, I had to show him how much I was willing to sacrifice. I knelt on the floor, took the razor blade, and made a very long cut down the inside of my forearm. Not deep, just enough for the blood to run down over my hand and drip off the ends of my fingers. It hurt, but not that bad. And when I watched the blood drip on his cheek as I held my hand over his face, I know that we were now linked. We were one. He knew the power of my sacrifice. And on the fifth night, as I knelt naked and bleeding on his floor again, this time he woke up. And when he saw me, he didn't know what to do. But I saw the look in his eyes. He understood. He understood what I was doing. And even though he called for my roommates, and even though they called for the ambulance, and even though I've been stuck here for 72 hours, it doesn't matter. He's waiting for me because he knows that I am his. He knows that I will do anything for him. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy at all. All you have to do is look into his eyes and see how he looks at me, and you will know that I am not crazy.